In this teaching of healing of the soul, I want to do a review with you and a super soak. Last time we looked at long-term illnesses. I showed you biblically that wounds in your soul could be the cause of some chronic long-term illnesses and diseases. Things like chronic flu symptoms, chronic bladder infections, chronic yeast infections, viruses, bacterial infections, chronic neck and back pain, and numerous diseases. The good news is you can be healed of every one of these when your soul gets healed. Maybe you have suffered for years with some kind of chronic condition, or maybe you are suffering from some kind of deadly disease. Whatever the case, I want you to know you can receive a miracle. I want to review what we have learned and then do a super soak that will bring you your miracle. We are three-part beings, spirit, soul, and body. When you were born again, your spirit man was made instantly perfect. So that means all the problems in your life are not coming from your born-again spirit, and so they are coming from your soul. When you are born again, your soul man is not made instantly perfect. Our spirit, it happens instantly. Our souls, we have to go through that process of sanctification. Why does our souls need to be cleansed and purified? Because according to the Bible, our souls are wounded. Our souls have been literally wounded through two main sources, sin and trauma. When we sin against ourselves, like we get addicted to alcohol or cigarettes or drugs or adultery or pornography or gossiping and being judgmental of others too much or clinically overeating, those sins, according to the scriptures, can wound us. Then maybe someone sins against us. They attack us, they reject us, they molest us, they abandon us, they talk about us. Well, those sins committed against us can wound us too. Painful events can leave a wound in our soul, like a tragic accident, a death in your family, loss of a job or home, or lost your car or your children. You went through a painful divorce. All of those traumatic events can wound you. I'm going to give you two simple steps to getting your soul healed. When Jesus shed his blood on the cross, it washed away every sin that would ever wound your soul. That's what Leviticus 17:11 tells us. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. So whenever you are starting to get healing in your soul, you start with the blood. But we have to understand that when we sinned, that sin can wound us. And there is a different power, a special power, that's especially for the healing of the wounds that come from sin and that also come from trauma. And it's a power called dunamis that comes to us from the resurrection. Let's look and see what that word power means. That word power in the Greek is the word dunamis, and it has a couple different meanings, but I will tell you two. Number one, it means the power to perform miracles. It also means excellence of soul. It's what heals the wound that came from the sin. You need them both. Without the resurrection, Jesus' payment that he paid on the cross doesn't go into effect. You must understand that. Jesus paid a full, complete payment for the penalty of sin and sickness. He paid it on the cross, but unless there was a resurrection, that payment would never go into effect. Without the resurrection, Jesus would still be a man dead in a tomb. The Bible says in 3 John 1 that we will prosper and be in health even as our soul is prospered. See, our physical health is directly connected to our soul health. If you talk to doctors in the natural, people who are not even believers, they will tell you that 80% of disease, even deadly disease, stuff that is killing people, is coming upon people who have lived through like elongated traumatic experiences or stressful situations. When that has happened to them, it causes them to develop a deadly disease. So even doctors in the natural will say that what is going on in the soul can cause someone to get sick in their physical body. I am sure you are ready for your miracle. So let's do another super soak as we have done before in the teaching. I want to remind you that the word soak means to remove a stain by continued immersion. In our souls are the stain of sin and the wounds that come from them. If you had a stain on your clothes, you wouldn't just put a little soap on it and briefly run it under the water. You would thoroughly soak it to get the stain out completely. If you don't thoroughly soak a stain, it gets set in and you end up walking around with that stain on your shirt for everyone to see. It's the same with our soul. If we don't thoroughly soak and immerse ourselves in the presence of Jesus, then the wounds in our soul will still be there, totally staining every area of our life. Now, I realize what we are about to do may be different than what you're used to, but I am sharing this with you because it's what I did to get healed of soul wounds and healing for my body. This is a real key to healing your soul. It's spending extended times in the presence of Jesus, soaking your soul. I encourage you to really focus and engage in these prayers because this is how you get healed. I'm not giving you these audio teachings just to give you a good teaching. My whole goal, even more than that, the whole point of these teachings are to see you get healed first in your soul and then in your body so that when you listen to these audios, something really happens. You get a real, tangible miracle. How you get that is by engaging in these prayer times. I'm encouraging you to really focus and get involved in this super soak and really press in for your breakthrough. Who of you has had a long-term disorder, illness, or disease? I'm going to pray for you right now, and you can pray along with me. I want you to continue to use these keys because the Lord wants you to start going out everywhere you go and pray for people, and you are going to see long-term disorders, illnesses, and diseases get healed when you pray for people's souls. Put your hand on your stomach. We are just going to do the simple steps we have done again. Just say, Jesus, I repent for any sin that I might have taken part in that could have wounded me and caused this long-term disorder and disease. I put the blood on it right now in Jesus' name, and I forgive anyone that sinned against me that could have been the cause of this long-term disease. And I put the blood on it. Leviticus 17 says, the blood atoneth for the soul. right now, the blood is washing away every sin that ever wounded my soul. I decree it, and I believe it. I also decree any sin from my ancestors washed by the blood right now in the name of Jesus. I am no longer like the man at the pool. My sin is being washed by the blood. The sin that made me infirmed is being removed now in Jesus' name. Just continue to plead the blood of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus, you just plead the blood. The blood is going to all sin that is responsible for long-term illness in the name of Jesus. Repenting and forgiving, the power of the cross is being released. Now you were baptized into Christ. You went down in death with him at the cross, so you have that blood right now. Say, I am baptized in Christ. I got the blood. I am baptized in Christ. I had the blood. I am baptized in Christ. I have the blood. A few more seconds longer. Just keep repenting and forgiving and receiving the blood inside your soul. It's washing away the sin in your soul. Now say, Amen. Now say, I've also been risen to new life with Jesus at the resurrection. I have new life. My soul is filled with new life. It's dunamis power. I am excellent of soul. I am excellent of soul. I am excellent of soul. I am being strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in my inner man. I'm praying like Paul. I am being strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in my inner man. My soul is being filled with dunamis. I receive it now. I receive it now. I decree long-term illnesses wherever that wound is inside of you right now. That dunamis power is going to it right now. The source of this long-term disorder is being healed by resurrection dunamis power. You are being filled with resurrection dunamis power right now. You are excellent of soul, and your physical body is going to be healed too, because dunamis also means the power to perform miracles. So as your soul is getting healed and becoming excellent, you are also receiving the power to perform a miracle in your physical body to heal you of that long-term disease. That's what it means. Put your faith on it. Right now, dunamis is going to your soul and your body. Right now, in Jesus' name, soul and body be healed by dunamis. I command right now in the name of Jesus that your body would be healed, because your soul is being healed right now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Pain free. I'm believing you are getting healed right now of your long-term affliction. Did you feel anything during the super soak, like heat, cold, electricity, or maybe peace just came over you? If you experienced any of these things, it could indicate that the power of God is on you right now to heal you. Even if you didn't feel anything, I know God is releasing His healing power to you now. There are times people get healed and they don't even feel a thing, but still received a miracle. Why don't you check yourself? Move around a little bit. Try and do something you couldn't do before. Is the pain gone? Do you feel a change in your body? If so, you have received your healing. Now, if there is no change in your body yet, I encourage you that for the rest of the day and even tonight, as you go to bed, to continue to press into this revelation. Meditate on it, even as you go to sleep. Many times when people pray into their miracle as they go to bed, when they wake up, they are healed. Next teaching, I am going to prove to you biblically that Satan gets his legal right to attack you through wounds in your soul. How many of you have been battling with the devil but losing the battle? It could be because you have a wound in your soul that's allowing that spirit to attack you. Once the wound gets healed, the spirit will leave. I'm going to show you a whole different way to wage war against the dark kingdom, and you are going to go to a new level in your authority over the devil, and you are going to see real breakthrough in your life like you have never seen before.